When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. I'm Ray Coop.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And you know, Marcus, as we come to the end of another year, people like to stop and take stock of the year and things that happened in their lives and celebrate the seasons. Whichever holiday season you're celebrating, we're right there with you.
You know, Ray, for all of the good things that happened during the year, sadly, there's also loss that happened during the year. And
yes.
Because of where we are in the timeline of rock and roll, we lost a lot of rock and rollers and musicians and people involved in the music industry this past year.
Sadly, it's part of what we do doing this podcast. We report about stuff to you throughout the year, and it doesn't really sink in sometimes. And we found a number of very good resources to look at all this year. And the number that we saw that's really shocked us through the end of October, we're looking at like over 700 creative souls leaving the planet. And I don't know what the numbers were in the previous couple of years. We started doing this a couple of years ago after the unbelievable losses started with Weiland and Lemmy and Bowie and Glenn Frey, and we just went, what fuck is going on, right?
Yep, that was a shocker of a time period. And in this last year, sadly, we also lost a lot of young musicians to substance abuse or suicide.
And yes,
that just really hits hard and is so upsetting.
The only way we could come up with to approach this was to go through the months and go back to January of 2022, when the counter on this one website says 87 people were lost. And we probably talked about the headlines, but you know, Hargis Pig Robbins, the country piano player, Don Wilson from The Ventures, Meatloaf died in January of 2022.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday.
Jimmy Johnson of the Swampers, drummer Philip Paul, the original bad girl of rock and roll, possibly, Ronnie Spector, Rosalie Hawkins of the Dixie Cups. You had Michael Lang, who was the co-founder of Woodstock.
The great Burke Shelley of Budgie passed away this year in January. Michael Lang, the co-founder of Woodstock, singer Ardeen Taylor.
You also had Rachel Nagy of the Detroit Cobras.
Midnight. Why are you doing me
John Lynn, a Grammy-winning songwriter. Calvin Simon, one of the co-founders of Parliament Funkadelic. Some big names and some big musicians were lost in January.
Adjacent in the film world, Peter Bogdanovich and Sidney Poitier passed away in January as well. And that's a lot of people that you know, Marcus. In 1 month. And February isn't any better as far as the losses. Chief among them, February 22nd, Mark Lanegan of Screaming Trees. That one hit me hard.
Me too. And the fact that he had struggled with recovering from COVID, he had it pretty bad. I think he went deaf from COVID, and he had spoken about that in his book. And he really struggled with the aftercare, plus with all of the substance issues he has had over the years. His body is pretty beaten up, so I think recovering from COVID was a big struggle for him.
On February 9th, two giants in their own areas pass away. Ian McDonald, who was a co-founder of King Crimson and Foreigner. We talked about that with Steve Hackett and his importance in his life when Steve was on with us in the last couple months. Also that day, Bette Davis, wife of Miles, the funk queen. In a lot of ways, one of the most underrated people in the funk. Gary Brooker of Procol Harum died in February as well.
We skip the life and Fandango. Turns cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling. At first, just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off.
As did drummer Howard Grimes from the Stax Memphis Gang. He played with Al Green. His nickname, the Bulldog, for his playing style.
Drummer Willie Leacocks, who played on a lot of America's records, and friend of yours, Johnny Zazula, passed away this year as well in February.
He joined his lovely Marcia on the other side. Well, Marcus, things slow down a little bit in March, but not really. Over 65 people of creative notoriety passed just in March. And that included Jeff Howe, guitarist for Foghat, Mike Cross from Sponge, a younger guy. Bobby Nelson, sister of Willie. And of course, the end of the month, the big loss in this whole run, Taylor Hawkins of the Foo Fighters.
His death shocked the living shit out of the world. We were all surprised by it, heartbroken and crushed. And one of those guys that just made you feel good when you listen to music. And talking about music was always a lot of fun for him. Just somebody who loved music and rock and roll and making people feel good too.
The reggae world lost two giants in the month of March, Tabby Diamond of the Mighty Diamonds and Natty Whaler from the Whalers. The Atlanta Rhythm Section's Barry Bailey also left us in March of 2022.
Wow.
It's a lot, man. Things continued with a combination of loss, I guess you'd say, from older figures in the business like Artie Roop from Specialty Records, right? He was responsible in a large way for Little Richard getting a chance to be on a record label that got him everywhere. Sid Mark, our neighbor and friend in the Philadelphia area, a friend of Frank Sinatra, and a guy who brought Frank's music to the airwaves of Philly for a long time. We talked about the Mighty Diamonds in March losing Tabby. They lost Bunny Diamond, Fitzroy Simpson, in the month of April. That's a double whammy, man. Bluegrass legend Roland White, C.W. McCall, he did Convoy. Remember that song when you were a kid?
Of course I do. I actually have the 45 in the basement. Yes,
cool.
I do have the 45 in the basement.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Love Machine? Aw, 10-4, pig pen. For sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Arizona, noon on the 7th of June, when they highballed. Dog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking boars, seat cover starting to gain. Now, Beaver, you were trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain.
We also lost a funk brother, Joe Messina, early in April, and Philadelphia's own Bobby Rydell the same week. Earth, Wind & Fire sax player Andrew Woolfolk passed at the end of April on the same day as the Poppy family's Susan Jacks.
You also had Klaus Schulze of Tangerine Dream pass away on the 26th of April, the same day Randy Rand of Autograph passed away. And then at the very end of the month, heartbreak. Naomi Judd completed suicide.
I'm still gutted by it, and so I cannot imagine for her girls or for anybody who was close to her how they're feeling still. Tough month of April, and death doesn't take a holiday in May. No, Marcus, it torques up a little bit with even more losses of creative people. Bobby Hendrix of the Drifters, one of the drummers of Spinal Tap, actually passed away from a normal cause.
Wasn't a bizarre gardening accident?
No, it wasn't. Howie Pyro from Degeneration, of a different generation of rockers, passed from COVID. Jewel Capels also died in May. And the great Mickey Gilley is a country legend. He was one of the first guys that figured out, I make music. People will come to a bar if it's named after me. And then the rest is rock and roll history, right?
Trevor Stranad of the Black Dahlia Murder passed away. And I had a chance to see them live once. And it was one of the wildest shows I have ever seen. He was loved in the metal world.
And a couple days later in May, Ben Moore, the Blind Boys of Alabama, who I did not know was part of the James and Bobby Purify thing in the Shoals, passes away the next day. Rosemary Trapp of the Trapp family, made famous in The Sound of Music. And Vangelis, the innovator, the sonic soundscaper. We lost him in May of 2022.
I still remember hearing Chariots of Fire on the big screen in the theater, and how huge and full and complete the sound was when it was coming to you on the screen. Just amazing.
He did that with everything that he created. And a man who was Vangelis adjacent, Alan White of Yes and So Much More. He played with John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. It surprised me when he passed at the end of May, Marcus, because he'd been so active. And the same day, a guy we both adore, Andy Fletcher of Depeche Mode.
Yeah, that one was a shocker.
Younger guy.
Yep, came out of the blue. Loved their music.
And at the end of the month, Ronnie Hawkins, the man who found the band, really, he had him as his backup band, the Hawks, for a long time. Canadian rocker Ronnie Hawkins, May 29th. Hasn't been a fun month unless you're, you know, the rock and roll funeral director, for God's sake. Things ease up a little bit in June. Three big losses, though. Brett Tuggle, who played with Fleetwood Mac and had Philadelphia connections. Jim Seals, one half of Seals and Crofts and a member of the Wrecking Crew. And that duo provided the prom theme song for my senior prom. Did you know that?
I saw that on there. Do you remember your date at the prom? Do you remember the night at the prom? Do you remember dancing to Summer Breeze at the prom?
It was We May Never Pass This Way Again. And Marisa kind of scratched her head when I was telling her that. And then she heard the song playing and she went, oh, yeah, the lyrics. That was the song.
Life,
so they say. But a game, and they let it slip away. Love, like the autumn sun, should be dying, but it's only just begun. Like the twilight in the road up ahead, they don't see just where we're going. All the secrets in the universe whisper in our ears. All the years come and go, take us up, always up. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again.
Alec John Such left this mortal coil. He was the original bass player in Bon Jovi. He passed on June 5th.
Another person that passed away was Ken Kelly, artist who created the Kiss Destroyer and Love Gun album covers.
Ooh, bet you the Kiss Army Gang knows that.
Indeed.
You know, we've talked about this subject before, and it's never cheery or cheerful. But it is good to remember and think about not just the faces that they flash at the Grammys or something, right? But still, you think about all the people, young and old, all different kinds of reasons, who left in the first 6 months of this year compared to even just a couple years ago when we saw this trend escalating.
Yeah, and it's never easy, but it's something that we will continue to talk about because these people have
changed our lives
as well as many other people's lives.
That's
and
true.
Their music has brought us joy and happiness
or helped us when it's pain.
Good
very
point.
Important
true
when you think about all the music that's out there. There's music for every moment that you have in life.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help you or it'll help you through.
It'll help you see the light at the end of the tunnel. And because of the fact that their music has had an impact on us, whether it be helping us through pain or providing joy, we feel connected to these people because of the gift that they've given us. And so when they pass, it feels like a little part of you has passed.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Or a friend in some cases,
true.
You know, and that's not counting the people that you and I can say we met or knew when they were alive. But that's also part of it for a lot of people that we know.
True.
Because of the circles we used to travel in or travel in sometimes, whatever. Listen, buddy, I don't know about you, but I think we could take a moment and have a pint, just kind of hang out and talk about the rest of 2022 that we know so far as we look at some of the names on this list. It's some of the giants of music and entertainment gone this year. So with that thought and try to have a cheery thought while we have a nice cold one, And I'm going to change my Boldfoots too, man. Change up the socks. It's fall, and I know, Marcus, that you've got a ton of anecdotal stories about your feet and riding and running and all that stuff that you do in the fall. And I know Boldfoot socks are part of your regimen, right?
Absolutely. They wick moisture off your feet and keep them dry. I do wear the Boldfoot socks when I bike, and never, ever have I had swampy feet. And I've ridden on almost 100-degree heat index day, and my feet weren't
this
swampy.
Summer especially,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Whew.
I really like what they do. And another bonus is they're American made.
Boldfoot Socks is a company that Josh got into because he did a 100K thing. Who has time for that, man? He's amazing. So he goes and does this 100K in these Boldfoot socks, and the socks perform so well, he believes, and he's right, that these socks are really going to revolutionize footwear for people who work out and ride, especially someone like you who rides a lot on their bike.
And let's not forget, Josh did that like 100-mile run in the Nevada desert. That is gnarly and tough. And he donates portions of his sales to military charities, which is awesome.
So go check out their amazing variety of colors and styles. Great socks. And you can find them all at boldfoot.com. Thanks to them for their support of the podcast. As always,
Boldfoot socks, American grown, American sewn.
So much has been happening this year and changing at Crooked Eye Brewery, our sponsor for a long time now, Marcus. Since 2014, they've been pouring the cure for what ails you, but then they added craft cocktails, then they added ciders, and recently they opened the Crooked Eye Kitchen and Salty Vets Barbecue being served at the premises. You used to have to bring something with you, not just bring your appetite.
The long-term business plan of Crooked Eye has been very smart. Whatever they were going to do before the pandemic had to change drastically, and they've made the adjustments. And as we've slowly opened up, they've slowly continued to add and add and create more. And it's much to the delight of the people going in there all the time, because like you've said, every night's a party, a different kind of party over at Crooked Eye. It's
and
a random party.
What the music is, like the Blues Jam or the second Tuesday of the month with my vinyl night, which is anything you want it to be. The Crooked Eye Band and all the other performers who make it fun, Mafia, all performing. Check it all out. And the way to find out about who's playing when is on their Facebook. That's really the best way to keep up, but the website too, I guess.
So if you're looking for a place to go, make a plan, grab a friend, meet at Crooked Eye in the heart of Hatboro, serving you since 2014.
Pantheon Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
With our fresh pint, Ray, it is time to make another toast to those we lost now in the second half of the year.
I'm raising a glass. Hold on.
Cheers.
You know who passed away in July? End of the month. Social influencer and member of the original Star Trek crew, Nichelle Nichols. Remember her?
Of course I remember her.
Well, you may not remember her in the way that I did. I was of a certain age, and she was sexy. It made me think, Anyway, but she was a social influencer, too, in the way that she worked for change in the world. She and William Shatner shared the first interracial kiss on American TV in an episode of Star Trek. I thought that was major. And we lost other people in the entertainment business, too. The great Mo Austin, who steered Warner Brothers through so much musical greatness. And so many of our friends who work with him and for him sitting there nodding their heads right now. And it was a sad moment. He was a great man. We lost Mick Maloney and Manny Charlton, the original guitarist of Nazareth. William Poogie Hart of the Delphonics. That one hits hard because you know how much I love the Delphonics, Marcus.
Yeah, they're big in your circle.
Hey, you whippersnappers, calm down.
Paul Ryder of the Happy Mondays. I remember getting their music when it was new and sort of falling for them because they had a cool, different, trippy sound. Also, Jody Abbott of Fuel from Huntington's disease at the age of 55. That is so young.
Too young and very sad because it's a tough one.
She calls me from the cold. Just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends. And all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able. And I break at the bend. We're here and now. Will we ever be again? 'Cause I have found all that shit. World is sure to fade away again.
Somebody that I kind of hung around with a little bit back in the day, Bob Heathcote from Suicidal Tendencies, too. Rough month, July, right?
Totally rough month. And August doesn't get any easier, Ray.
Well, when you're losing members of the Wrecking Crew like Bill Pittman, or when you're losing Lamont Dozier from Motown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Steve Grimmett from Grim Reaper. Within weeks, we lost not only Creed Taylor, the founder of Impulse Records, a great jazz label, but the one and only Minette Sudler. She changed the game for women getting into jazz in her day. And one of the young bucks from Philly, great kid too, man, Joey DeFrancesco, age 51, I think.
Wait, sad. Damn.
And started here in Philly.
Sam Gooden of The Impressions we lost at the beginning of August. Judith Durham of The Seekers. Daryl Hunt of The Pogues.
And one I know hit you really hard, the great Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, this was a surprise, and I was very sad. She was great, and I loved her music. Have You Never Been Mellow is still one of my favorite songs to this day. And I love the Grease soundtrack, and I still love the movie Grease. I still get excited when those songs come on. So, yes, I am very sad that we lost Olivia Newton-John.
It's mine, it's not the first. No getting over you. You know I'm just a fool who's willing to sit around and wait for you. But baby, can't you see there's nothing else for me.
For a long time and lost her battle to cancer. It's a tough fight, but she did give hope to a lot of people. We also lost Jerry Allison, the last of the Crickets, still with us, and Mabel John from the Stax music family. She was also the first woman Berry Gordy ever signed to Tamla Records. And the great Manolo Sanlúcar. All in August, man. All in August. End of the summer, I think about September. But death didn't take a holiday then either, Marcus.
It never does. The Grim Reaper's always around.
Yeah, but come on. Coolio!
55, heart attack, way, way, way too young. Coolio was so rad.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise.
Also in September, John Hartman, longtime drummer for the Doobie Brothers, and Anton Fear from the Golden Palominos.
Also, Ramsey Lewis, you had Sue Mingus, wife of Charles Mingus, the legendary jazz archivist.
And then you have Pharaoh Saunders, who died so close to the wife of a man he looked up to, saxophone giant. I was just listening to him the other day, man, and the stuff that he did with the saxophone, truly amazing at times. Sonny West, speaking of Jerry Allison passing away, Sonny West, who wrote songs for the Crickets, songs like Oh Boy and Rave On, we lost him in September, and Drummy Zeb from Eswad. September, still tough month. And you might think, well, October's got to be better, but no, the number of people that we lost increased by 50% from September to October, and included some of our favorites. One of the old grandmasters of rock and roll, part of the Million Dollar Quartet, Jerry Lee Lewis, the Killer.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. As grace is great balls of fire. I landed in love, but I thought it was money. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind. This world is mine. And the grace is just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. It was good. Oh, baby. Well, like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. You tell this world that you're
just before Halloween, the same day as D.H. Peligro from the Dead Kennedys, right?
Yeah, D.H. Peligro had a fall of some sort and
never recovered.
And he was young, too. The Dead Kennedys are a band that I listened to quite frequently in the 80s and some in the 90s. I still love that band to this day.
Jamie and Beth are dancing, you think you have. So you buy a drunk and see you depend on them. In your mind, got you coming back for more. Again and again and again and again. Gotta rip you up, rip you up. Doctor says you need surgery now. You're feeling good till the side effects fuck up something else.
Bassist Greg Philbin, who played with REO Speedwagon in the early days, passed away on the 24th, and legendary actress Angela Lansbury passes on October 11th. The month started bad, though, Marcus. Loretta Lynn, just short of the debut of the George and Loretta miniseries that's coming out on October 4th, and the other losses in the month aren't any better. For Carly Simon to lose both sisters, Lucy and Joanna, right before the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I watched the ceremony and it was very hard to not see her to be there to enjoy the moment. But it happened right after both of her sisters passing in the same week.
Yeah, they died like one day apart from cancer.
There's a little bit of heartbreak and sarcasm and fellowship, I guess. Robert Gordon passes away in October as well. And our episode is an interview with two guys who played with him. Dave Wasikkinen and Kenny Aronson are guests on our episode. And I think you're going to be surprised how much fun the podcast equivalent of an Irish Wake could be, Marcus.
They have some great stories about Robert Gordon and what he meant to rock and roll and how he impacted them as well. So I would recommend you check this episode out and listen to some Robert Gordon music and pay homage to him. Yeah.
Way I walk is just the way I walk. The way I talk is just the way I talk. The way I smile is just the way I smile. Touch me, baby, and I go home wild. The way I love is just the way I love. Come on and be my little turtle dove. Touch me, baby, it feels so good. I feel as though I wanna, then I don't know if I should. Do you,
also in October, a recent addition to this sadness, young guy, Marty Salmon, who was 45 and played keyboards with the great Buddy Guy, who is wrapping it up, by the way. He's getting ready to put the wraps on his amazing career. Let's just say that. Marcus, we talked about other members of the Wailers and reggae communities passing, but in November, we lost Tyrone Downey, keyboard man who worked with Bob for a long time. Also, the death of Dan McCafferty, the original singer of Nazareth, and that was a sad occasion for everybody who loved the kind of music those guys kicked out in those early days.
They're one of those bands that people know but don't know as well as they should, and they should have gotten a lot more love from the radio and the music world than they did because they were so damn good.
One that hits close to home for me personally, the death of Joe Tarsha, the founder of Sigma Sound, where so much of the Philly sound was made, and he was there at the controls for a lot of it. We lost him this year too.
Nick Turner from Hawkwind is somebody we lost at 82. Also, Keith Levine from Public Image Limited, one of the earliest members of The Clash. He was the guy who brought Joe Strummer in and then realized he didn't want to be part of their politics. He just wanted to play music. And then after the Sex Pistols broke up, he and Johnny Lydon at the time formed Public Image Limited and put together a couple doozy albums. There's just some whoppers of albums, some really good music from them.
This last week, we got word about Gene Cipriano, one of the Wrecking Crew saxophone gang. He had passed away at age 94, and his accomplishments were pretty amazing, man. And then, just after Thanksgiving, we got word about the passing of the songbird, Christine McVie, age 79. Most people didn't know she'd been in the hospital, Marcus. Short illness, and she left us with so much great music.
Yeah, she was my favorite member of that incarnation of Fleetwood Mac, by far. And that's not, again, a knock on anybody else in the band who are extremely talented, but the warmth and the passion in her voice resonated with me the hardest, and I was so sad when I read this news. She brought us beautiful music. Thank you for that, Christine.
And a few other significant dignitaries in the music world who passed include the great Jim Stewart, the founder of what became Stax Records. And with Al Bell, he would create an atmosphere where people like Sam and Dave and Otis Redding, Isaac Hayes and Carla Thomas would make their way into the world there at Stax Records.
Some of the most amazing music came out of Stax Records.
Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2002 by two guys that he helped to make famous, Sam Moore of Sam and Dave, and Steve Cropper, the famous guitarist who was part of the house band there at Stax Records. That include Duck Dunn and all those guys. They brought him in because he brought them into the musical world. The great Jim Stewart passing away at age 92. The Stranglers, Jet Black, founding drummer of the band, died at 84. He really was an early punk rock pioneer, and I didn't realize he was that old.
I forgot that he was that old as well. I knew they were all getting up there in age. The Stranglers' influence on the post-punk scene, their sound was so unique. And you had songs like Nice and Sleazy. You had songs like No More Heroes.
Whatever happened to Leon Trotsky?
And Another recent passing that we reported on the Bent News update was Manuel Gerching. He of the krautrock movement of the 70s. He was a kid raised around Verdi and Puccini by his opera-loving mother, right? It was too soon for rock and roll, but when the 60s hit, he started learning to play guitar, and the American sound influenced him. Motown, Stones, too.
True, and the fact that he went from the opera and classical influence in guitar to the electric influence of the blues rock and the Motown sound, which really hit him hard.
Even with all that mainstream influence, by the time he started doing his thing, that was the thing, exploring. And one of the guys he explored with was Klaus Schulze, who also left the world this year and who was part of everything that was going on there in Germany at that time. They were innovators together, and maybe it's appropriate that he just passed away too. You almost don't want to talk about the other passing that we have in this little add-on from when we did the original studio session, right? Talking about Stephen Twitch Boss, who was a cool DJ. He was known for his work on the Ellen DeGeneres TV show, but he did so much more, and he was ingrained into the entertainment culture in his world. His wife was a dancer, right?
Yep. They had three young children, and he was one of those guys who always made people feel happy, put a smile on their face. And to hear about him completing suicide is even more heartbreaking. The age of 40, and one of those people who's given his gift to all of us.
It's going to be tough for her and the kids, but we're sending love out to everyone surrounding this situation from the imbalanced history of rock and roll.
And don't forget, your mental health is very important. And in the United States, there's a 24/7 crisis line, which is 988. And it's like 911, but it's 988. And if you're a veteran, you hit 1 and it will get you directly to a veteran helpline. And again, it's a 24/7 crisis line, 988. And if you live outside of America and there's a mental health line, please send it to us or post it on our social media page, because we want to get all of these numbers posted together so that people know where to go. And again, your mental health matters. It's very important.
We'll be sure to put the links on our website, imbalancedhistory.com. The year kind of flew by too, and sometimes it's easy to miss some of what happened along the way. And in that regard, it's important, I think, Marcus, for us to remember in memoriam for real, not just on a fly, you know, with the soundtrack flying by. Talk about it, feel it, because I think that's really the only way we can metabolize loss and move is to go through it and then put it aside and recognize all that for what it is and enjoy the music, because that's what these people that we've been talking about spent their lives doing, Marcus, making music to make all of our lives better.
Very true. And these are the people who created the music that is part of the soundtrack of our lives.
In so many ways. It's not even like, oh yeah, I like those records. It's like Sit, man. He's playing on soundtracks. You're hearing him when you go to the movies. This one played on that one's record. The producers involved, the different people helping each other. And it's part of why the arts and music is such an integral part of who we are as humans.
Music saves lives, music heals, and
does a lot of stuff.
It does. It has power and magic, truly.
Well, till the next time that we can get together and discuss the power and magic and beauty of music, don't forget to be in touch. You can feel free to email us at imbalancedhistory@gmail.com. Don't forget to call your mother. She needs to hear from you once in a while. And also, you know, feel free to let us know what we might have missed. If there's somebody that was important to you that passed away this year, let us know. You can send it on an email or make your comments on social media on the posts for each episode as they come out. So from the studios of Dark Jock Media, let's get back to the warmth of the hearth and the feeling of family and of life as we're in the holiday season here. And until the next time that we can crack the mics and do all this craziness on the Dark Jock Media Network on the Imbalanced History. I'm Ray Coob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
I remember my name today. That's good. And thanks for listening and joining us on this trip through 2022 and the loss that we've all shared together on this episode of the Imbalanced History
of Rock and Roll.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.